Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced. Why? It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I am super excited to have all of you joining us here. Of course, every single Tuesday, we bring you phenomenal shows, outstanding guests, and today is no different at all. Okay, so you're familiar with my sister girlfriend spotlight, but today, it's all about the brothers. It's all about the brothers today. We have a phenomenal show. We are going to start the top of the hour out with Minister Darrell Eddings. He's hanging out in the virtual studio. He has a book of poetry and prayers that will take you on a journey to freedom. It's called These Words Speak Freedom. So you definitely want to check him out. Then in our second segment, backed by popular demand, artist and author, Mr. Russell Blake joins us. He's the author of Proverbs 31, The Virtuous Black Woman, and he is here. He's here to talk about his mission around domestic violence and the National Domestic Violence Registry. So you want to check him out. And then we will wrap up the show. We'll wrap up the show with author Jay Rich. He is the author of City of Wolves. And this is an urban fiction. It's got robbery. It's got extortion. It's got a whole bunch of stuff going on. But you'll see what ends up and what positivity he's going to bring to this. So, again, that's Jay Rich, who's wrapping up the show with that. So it's about the fellas today, and we are excited and glad to have you here. We want to say hello to those that are hanging out in the chat room. We see you. Thank you so much. Those that are listening on the phone lines, we say hello. Welcome. We're glad to have you as well. This is your lovely host, Charvette Mitchell, and I'm excited to have you here. Listen, if you're not following me on Twitter, what are you doing? You need to follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and, of course, connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. All right, I think you all are ready to roll right into our first segment. Again, my guest is hanging out in the virtual studio. He's the author of a poetry and poems book, Poetry and Prayers, These Words Speak Freedom. Again, coming to the mic, I'm excited to have Minister Darrell Eddings. I think y'all need to put your hands together.
Hello. All How's everybody right. doing?
Great. We are glad to have you on the show, Minister Eddings.
I'm glad to be here. It's a blessing to have the opportunity.
Great. Well, we are excited to have you. And I'm telling you what, we are right in the middle of the holiday season. How are you doing with your Christmas shopping?
I'm doing pretty good. I still, got some things to take care of with the kids. So, I have three little ones. So, they'll be all right.
They'll be all right. All right. Well, let's talk about a great stocking stuffer. You have written a wonderful book of poetry and of prayers. Tell our listeners how you even started writing poetry. How long ago was it when you first discovered that you could write poetry?
Well, for me, it started kind of backwards. And I say that because most people who begin to, let's say, like write raps or whatever the case may be, usually start with poetry. But for me, it started with rapping. And, I grew up in the church, but, as many teenagers do, we like to taste the world. So,
right.
So for me, it was rapping initially and, doing my thing in the secular sense. And gradually, around 13, 14 years old, it started to turn into poetry. And ever since then, poetry has been, a constant in my life in terms of my writing. And as I gradually grew in Christ, grew in my relationship with God, and completely dedicated myself to God, it turned into, poetry, reflecting the word of God, poetry, prayer, et cetera.
Outstanding.
So that's how it all started for me.
That's how it all started. And so is this your first book, These Words Speak Freedom?
Yes, this is my first collection of poetry and prayer. This is the first book I've written, period, in general in Michigan. So, but this is definitely my first time out.
All right, shout out to you as a new author. And
thank
so
you.
Certainly
thank
the,
you.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. Certainly, the theme that is interwoven is around freedom, freedom from oppression, freedom from hatred, freedom from sin, affliction, ignorance, confusion. You deal with all of that. Why is it important for people to know how to be free from things?
Well, we understand that, I mean, in the Christian doctrine, we understand that there's such thing as bondage. And bondage restricts you from living the absolute most fulfilled life you can within God, within the body of Christ, within your relationship, your walk with Christ. And anything that afflicts you or restricts you or bonds you in that manner, you need to free yourself from. And when you free yourself from that, you find yourself being able to live better, to enjoy life better, regardless of your personal struggles. You can go through hard economic times, but if you truly have freedom, you can still enjoy life. And I am a witness to that.
All right, a witness in the room. Okay, and so these words seek freedom. That implies certainly the poetry and the poems that you've written will help walk people through the process, the journey, I like how you say it, of being free, of getting free from whatever it is that's holding them or restraining them or restricting them.
Yeah, for me, like, I wrote this book essentially around the theme of freedom. So the prayers and the poetry deal with different points, whether you're talking about low self-esteem or whether you're just talking about anger, hatred. There's a poem in the book. It's called "Hatred Has Been My Friend Too Long." And it deals with hatred that people oftentimes hold inside of them secretly, not necessarily externally and exposing it,
right,
but they hold certain hatred within themselves. And it sort of deals with an individual, more so for me, coming from a personal perspective, of looking inside of myself and saying, oh, I have to remove myself from this hatred. This has been connected to me too long. So everything in the book deals with those different kind of topics that relate to freedom. And for me, the inspiration, the ultimate inspiration, of course, is the Bible. The scripture gives us freedom in every sense of the word. So everything I write comes directly from that, whether it's a direct reflection of a particular verse or chapter or scripture, whatever the case may be, or just from a personal testimony perspective. Everything for me revolves around that word, the word of God. And that's where the inspiration comes from.
Awesome. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And so would you say, you know, this is interesting because I like that this is written from a gentleman's point of view. A lot of times women write a lot of self-help and things of that nature. But I really like that you, from a male perspective, are saying, hey, if you're saying, hey, you know, there's something you need to be free from, because sometimes that's kind of hard to admit. Have you found that maybe people are just, you know, in your daily walk, have you found that there are people, men or women, who don't realize maybe that they need to be free from something?
Absolutely. I think for me, it's more so men in particular who deal with this issue and who have a hard time releasing themselves from certain things, because we as men in today's society, in today's culture, around the world are taught not to feel or taught not to deal with our emotions. And naturally, we are not the most emotional creatures to begin with. So when you suppress us, so when you suppress us even further, that makes it more difficult for us to deal with our emotions. And so women deal with their emotions much more freely. That's just who they are as beings. And, you know, society encourages that, but not with men. So for me, it's not necessarily saying to men, you know, get together and, you know, and cry together.
Right.
It to be. But it's definitely about saying to men and women, but definitely men in particular, that we need to dig deep within ourselves, see what's truly bothering us, and get free from it. We see a strong reflection of it in our relationships, whereas men.
Yeah.
Whereas men, we tend, when we leave a relationship, we jump into another relationship very quickly because we're taught that these things don't bother us. You know,
right.
So what So what, I was with her for 2 or 3 years. That doesn't bother me. So what, we were married for 10 years. That's the, I'm a man, that doesn't bother me. And we never deal with it. We never heal from it. So ultimately, I want to encourage, as I said, many women, but definitely men in particular, to deal with our issues inside of us emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and let's get free from that.
Oh, my, that's some good talking right there. I am telling you what, I need to send you an offering, and I think some of our listeners need to send you an offering right about now. Oh, my goodness. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Excited to have you. Welcome all those that are in the chat room. Big shout out to Monica, RB Management. We're glad to have you and everyone else on the phone line. And you are listening to our author spotlight. We're talking to Minister Darrell Eddings. He's written a book of poems and poetry, poetry and prayers. These words speak freedom. Okay, so Minister Eddings, why don't you give a sample? I know our listeners are like, well, I wish I could hear what some of this sounds like. Would you like to share a piece from your book?
Oh, definitely. I'll give you a quick piece. The title of the piece is called No Chains, and it goes like this. I will not be your possession. I will not be your prized prisoner. You will not hang your chains around my neck like grandma's pearls. That is not the place for your ornaments. I will break your shackles, your poverty, your diseases, your racism, your classism. I abhor your restraints, your sin, your pride, your strife, your envy. I will not be bound. I submit to God. I will cause you to flee. Your fetters are too weak, your iron too soft, your manacle is insufficient. In Christ, I am removed from bondage. In God, I am released from all that binds me. I have been unfastened. I say no to your chains.
I say no to your chains. Oh, my goodness. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Minister Eddings, tell our listeners how they can purchase your book, These Words Speak Freedom.
Well, it's an e-book, so you can download it. It's available to be downloaded through smashwords.com, which is my main distributor. And then you can also get it through Apple iBookstore, Barnes & Noble's, Scroll Motion, Diesel e-book store, Sony e-book store. And, yeah, those that's where you can go and download it from, all those different retailers.
Wonderful. And listeners, if you are connected with me on Facebook, I put the link on my page yesterday so you can scroll down and check it out from there. And if you're not connected, a reminder, connect with me on Facebook, real easy, facebook.com/Charvette. Now, Minister Eddings, are you on Facebook where listeners can connect with you?
Oh, absolutely. You can look up Minister Darrell Eddings just like that. And you can also check out my my artist page as well, which is Minister Freedom Poet, close parenthesis, Minister Darrell Eddings. So you can check me out either one of those pages on Facebook. And I'm also on Twitter at M-I-N-D Eddings. And you can also check out my blog at thesewordspeakfreedom.blogspot.com.
Oh, good, good, good. All right, so all over the web. Now, you said artists. Do you sing as well?
No, I'm a gospel rapper, you know, I'm a Christian rapper, whatever the case may be. So I don't sing. I do write songs, but I don't personally sing.
Okay, good. Okay, I'm not going to have you spit on the fly. But we'll bring you back. We'll bring you back for that. Did you have another piece or anything else you wanted to specifically, you know, call out? I love, again, that this is from a male perspective. Again, women, females, and everyone can benefit from this e-book. But I love, again, that it's from the male perspective and that you are targeting men. So great stocking stuffer, great Christmas gift, even, you know, the ebook format, ladies and gentlemen, definitely check this out. Anything else you want to call out specifically about the book or anything else you want to share within your book?
I have one more piece that I would like to share. But before I do that, I would like to just give a quick shout out, first and foremost, to God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's absolutely first and foremost. And to my church, who has supported me so, so much, and my pastor, who's also my local, Bishop Edward Eddings, in my church, Patterson Evangelistic Center in Patterson, New Jersey. But I do have this piece that's called, the title, it's a prayer, actually. It's called Keep Me at the Feet of Jesus. And it goes like this. It says, I have been at the bottom of the table where the crumbs fall, treated like a dog, less than human. Keep me at the feet of Jesus. I've been a bliss on my enemies' faces as they watch my tribulation, evil smirks, joy gushing from their countenance. Keep me at the feet of Jesus. I've seen the weapons of oppression, poverty, fatherless homes, disease, divorce, budget cuts, tax breaks for the wealthy. Keep me at the feet of Jesus. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, keep me there. Chain me down if you have to. Do not let me up. I've seen the ways of the adversary, oh God. Keep me at the feet of Jesus.
All right. Keep me at the feet of Jesus. I think that's where we all need to be and we want to be. So, again, big shout out to you for your ebook. First, I'm sure, of many to come from you, and we just appreciate your time here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And the last question I have for you is, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. We want to know what motivates you.
Whew, what motivates me? Obviously, my faith. Obviously, my faith, and definitely my wife and my children. I mean, that sounds as cliche as that may sound, and, you know, people may say that to get an awe effect, but for me, my wife has been so supportive of me. And to see her support encourages me to want to validate that support. And my children, who are as little as they are, could help me to keep pressing on every day, regardless of what bumps in the road I may come across. So all those things influence me. And also people like yourself who are doing their thing in an independent sense and who are growing and just doing great things in God, that to me is the inspiration. When I see the success of others in the body of Christ and in people in general, that inspires me to say, you know what, Darrell, I need to go and push forward. If they can do it, I can do it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. We do it better when we do it together, so we all in this thing together. So we'll just keep our eye on you and just let us know of upcoming projects and all that good stuff. And, again, we thank you so much for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you for having me.
Great. Thank you. All right, listeners, we're going to go to a very quick commercial break, and then we'll be back to our second segment with Mr. Russell Blake. He's back by popular demand. Artist, author, but he's here to talk about domestic violence awareness, and we want to definitely continue to highlight this. This is a platform that we at the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show have given air to and platform to, so we want to definitely want to support this. So you want to go nowhere at all. You want to stay right where you are. We'll be right back with the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
What do your status updates say? You're learning a new language? Going all organic? Instead of typing your feelings, what if you could put them into action? By creating a network to help keep kids off the streets, in a country like Armenia, or in Honduras, what if every ounce of your being helped update the status of a person, and in turn they did the same for you? Would this be enough social interaction? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. Get interactive at peacecorps.gov/game.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.mitchell-productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Again, excited to have you. Thank you so much for joining us here. I definitely got to give big shout out to recent listeners from Richmond, Virginia. What's going on? Salisbury, Maryland. We're glad to have you. West Hills, California. Thank you for stopping by. Oh, my goodness. Lynchburg, Virginia. Glen Allen, Virginia. California again. Matthews, North Carolina. Farmington, Michigan. We're glad to have you. Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. Atlanta, Georgia, Ontario, Canada, Humble, Texas, and the list goes on. We're glad to have all of our listeners that tune in from all across the World Wide Web, no matter if you are listening from Facebook, from Twitter, from Zoom, from your iPod, your iPad, iTunes, all those great places. We're glad to have you. Listen, we're going into our second segment. This gentleman is backed by popular demand, Mr. Russell Blake. He's an author. He's an artist. He's the author of Proverbs 31, The Virtuous Black Woman, and he's here joining us here on the show to talk about domestic violence and the National Domestic Violence Registry. And I'm going to the virtual green room to bring him to the mic right now. Mr. Russell Blake, we're excited to have you on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Charvette, for the invitation to again join you on your dynamic program. Glad to be here.
Oh, we're glad to talk with you again. Been keeping up with you on Facebook and Twitter, so I know you continue to do big and bad things.
God bless you, Charvette. God bless you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, so today let's talk a little bit about your book first. I just want to remind our listeners and new listeners, again, Proverbs 31, The Virtuous Black Woman. Tell us a little bit about that book one more time.
Well, it's a book that I wrote to refute and to rebuke the conventional stereotypes and the perceptions that have been leveled against women of color, particularly black women. And this has been happening throughout the media, whether it's in magazines or music or whether it's in film. We've been slowly over the past several years seeing an increase and an uptick in negative portrayals of our women. So this type of misogynistic energy has to be refuted. It has to be rebuked, especially in light of the fact that we are still celebrating the presence of the first African-American First Lady of the United States. So it's very interesting that we have her in office, but at the same time we have an upswing in negative perceptions of black women. So we got to step up against it.
We have to step up, and we are glad we need men to help step up. So a lot of times you will hear women step up, and we're excited and we're glad that you have taken on, you know, one of your champions to really step up and really share about value and remind women that they are invaluable in all of those things that you, you certainly do through the book. And then now you've actually turned your attention to domestic violence and doing some work in that area. So how did you get involved with domestic violence awareness?
Well, the statistics, are alarming. When I see the statistics, if I can read off just a couple. Every 9 seconds in the United States, a woman is assaulted or beaten. Domestic violence is the leading cause of injury to women, more than car accidents, muggings, and rapes combined. Studies suggest that up to 10 million children witness some form of domestic violence annually. Nearly 1 in 5 teenage girls who have been in a relationship said a boyfriend threatened violence or self-harm if presented with a breakup. And lastly, every day in the United States, more than 3 women are murdered by their husbands or their boyfriends. And those are just some of the statistics concerning violence against women. So as a result of this, I was very fortunate in being vocal about this that I received an invitation from the National Domestic Violence Registry to join them as an endorser and then subsequently as a partner. And it's an incredible organization, which is a nonprofit organization and the first national database model for domestic violence convictions available in this country. And essentially what that means is, to break it down, in the event you are or anyone is in a particular courtship with an individual,
uh-huh.
and it looks like it may become something that is more serious, and you want to be able to have more further background on this individual, you have the opportunity to visit the website of the National Domestic Violence Registry and simply place that individual's name into the database and see what comes back. By the grace of
wow.
God, of course, we don't want anything to come back, but oftentimes abusers thrive on anonymity. No
yes.
abuser is going to go into a relationship and forthwith and be very forthcoming about their dirty past. They're not going to tell you. And so many women have been duped in abusive relationships mm. just as a result of that. And the thing with domestic violence abusers is that they oftentimes travel domestically. They're very transient. So what they've done in one state, you know, they'll take that same dirt to another state. So this gives
yeah.
a woman the opportunity to, for free of charge, to place the name of a potential suitor into the database and see if there are any convictions, anything related to
wow.
domestic violence. Yes.
My goodness. And so how long has this registry been in place?
I believe it has been over a year now, if I'm not mistaken. And it's
okay.
one of the reasons why I got involved, because it's on the cutting edge of using technology in order to benefit women. Because today, oftentimes, you'll find abusers using technology in order to find victims, whether it's on
right.
personal dating sites or whether now you also have on social media sites like Facebook, you have people who are using this option to check in, for example. And they are
mm-hmm.
giving their coordinates and their locations exactly where they are. And if you have somebody who's stalking you or obsessed with you, all he has to do is get on his smartphone and see exactly where you are. And you're making his work easy for him. So as a result of that type of technology, I'm so grateful to see this technology that is going to enable one to be able to take the cloak and dagger lid off of any potential
yeah.
abusers in a relationship.
OMG. I mean, this is, like you said, this is really cutting edge. This is really something that is needed with the statistics and the rate rising, especially with younger ladies as well. So this
correct.
Is, and so you could be a lady, you could be gone to the grocery store and met Joe Blow and you all, you know, butterflies in the stomach and googly eyes. One of the things you might want to check out, once you get, you know, like you said, a little further along, you think this may be serious, you know, this is one thing to check out. This is one thing to check out because generally abusers repeat their behavior. It's usually not just one relationship. It's usually multiple relationships. So there's usually a pattern that we can see.
Correct. The rate of recidivism is very high. Even if they have been, you know, arrested and gone to jail or given a first strike, they usually come back. If they don't get the therapy that they need, and in most cases, if they don't get the chemical castration that they deserve, they usually will come back
wow.
and do the same type of behavior over again. So what we want to do is offset what so many victims have had the opportunity not to do, and that's to have a preventative technological measure by which they can protect themselves. If this technology and database had been available 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, imagine how many women may have been spared the abuse that they suffered. Imagine how many women would not be in the cemetery as a
exactly.
result of the abuse.
Exactly, and at least you have the information, and it empowers you. And when you're not empowered, you're powerless. So this empowers you. Okay, how do we get to the registry? How do we get there?
The website is domesticviolencedatabase.org. domesticviolencedatabase.org. And I encourage your audience to consider becoming a member, to take out a membership, which is only $25 a year. And with that membership, you get a great deal of benefits, from dining benefits and travel benefits and different resources of information that will aid you in an innumerable amount of ways. There's also a domestic violence hotline number that comes along with the membership that one could use. So domesticviolencedatabase.org is the website address, and it's an association and an organization that will prosper whoever becomes a part of it. Hopefully you won't be a victim, but if you want to be a supporter, it will benefit both you, family member, or friend.
Outstanding, and big shout out to your management team, Monica, hanging out in the chat room. So we posted the link there, domesticviolencedatabase.org, right there. And one of our chatters said, very true, women must be informed about who we invite into our lives. So thank you very much for that. Wonderful. I didn't know this existed. So, and I like this, that they are convicted. So this is not somebody suspected. This is not somebody, you know, there was a conviction through the court system, and that's how they show in the registry. So not, you know, what about mistaken identity, blah, blah, blah. Well, if you have that, then you need to deal with the court system, because this registry is for people who have been convicted of this. Oh, my goodness. And I do want to call out that you will be speaking January 7th at the State of Black Women, Black Men and Women Relationship Conference in Rancho Cucamonga, California, which is sponsored by Delta Sigma Theta. And that's a free event from 1 to 5 p.m. On January 7th. So for those that are in California, they can hear you live and in living color.
Amen. Come on out to the Cucamonga. Sit down and let's have a discussion.
Let's have a discussion. And, you know, this goes, your book goes right in line with this, because the Proverbs 31 woman and the virtuous woman, and how the value, again, the key thing with Proverbs 31 is that you are invaluable. Women, you're invaluable. And once women grab that and catch that, that can be a deterrent for potentially domestic violence. And we want to say that domestic violence isn't just physical. There's an array of, it could be emotional, it could be a lot of things, right?
No doubt about that. And we also have to remember the children. For children who witness domestic violence in the home and what psychological and emotional trauma it does to them, physiologically as well. And we also know by studies that most children who witness abuse grow up to become abusers as well. So we want to do everything we can to intervene on so many different levels. So my book talks about the empowerment, the support, the love, the protection of women, building up the spirit of women. And my association with this organization, with domestic violence issues, as a result of, okay, now that we are empowered, let's do what we need to do in order to protect ourselves. So trying to come from both sides of the spectrum.
I think that's wonderful. And definitely, listeners, you definitely want to get a copy of the book, of Mr. Russell Blake's book, at russellblake.net, russellblake.net. Right there you can get an autographed copy by Mr. Blake. And, again, holiday gift shopping, stocking stuffer, as I mentioned with our first guest, Minister Durrell. So you can definitely, this is great for Christmas and just empowering. Give it to all your sister girlfriends and all of that good stuff there. And I also want to mention the artist side of you, so I don't want to leave that out, but what's been going on with the artist side of your life?
Well, I've been putting out, producing, doing a great deal of producing, and coming out with 2 singles per month. So folks can actually hear my music by going to ReverbNation.com/RussellBlake or to go to my Facebook page, by all means, and send me a friend request, and you'll have the opportunity to hear my music there as well. So I'm just continuing to produce.
And you can also hear some in the background if they go to RussellBlake.net. Some wonderful music kind of plays in the background there. And listeners, if you're on my Facebook page, I tagged him yesterday, so it would be the easiest way to go and connect with him from my Facebook page. And again, if you're not connected with me on Facebook, what are you doing? Facebook.com/Charvette. Check it out there. Your latest CD, Fierce Solitude and Meditations, is available on .net, RussellBlake.net. So we're excited about that. Are you a Twitter person?
Am I a what person?
Twitter. Are you on Twitter?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. It's RussellBlake7.
Oh.
It's RussellBlake, numeric number 7. Yeah, Twitter.
All right. So for those that are listening from Twitter, we have faithful Twitter followers. You can connect there and stay up to date on everything that's going on in Mr. Blake's world. Again, we definitely want to get the word out and keep the word out about domesticviolencedatabase.org. Again, convictions there. You can type in someone's name, and you can see if they've been convicted of some type of crime that has been affiliated or that is associated with domestic violence. All right, wonderful. Any other events or any other things you want to shout out?
Well, this Friday, for all Los Angeles listeners and anybody in the Southern California area, I'll be doing a performance, solo concert performance for Save Africa's Children Organization. It's a annual Christmas gala that they have, sponsored by Bishop Blake of West Angeles Church of God in Christ, and it's to benefit the Save Africa's Children Organization.
All right, wonderful, wonderful. Again, doing big things. Ready? Are you ready for the holidays yourself?
Yes, no doubt about it. How about you?
I'm pretty much there. One or two things. I asked my mother what she wanted, and she always doesn't know. So she's like the last person because she doesn't know what to tell me to get her. So.
Okay. Well, at least everything is normal, right?
Yes. Everything is normal. Well, I'm telling you what, I'm excited that we had a chance to talk again and certainly keep us, informed of what's going on. We'll be glad to share any updates or anything that's going on with domestic violence awareness that you know of and that's coming down the pike. We'll be glad to share that. And my last question.
The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what motivates you.
The ability to be so very grateful to have another day by which one can get up and create and love and inspire, I believe that's enough. That's enough for me right there, just to be able to have another day.
Another day to get up and create and inspire. That
Amen.
Is wonderful. You might need to pet, man. You might need to pet that. Great. Thank you so much again for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
God bless you, Charvette. Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, listeners, you want to keep it locked right there. We're going to our third segment coming up with Jay Rich. He is a new author as well. He has an urban fiction out that takes place in the 90s era. A group named TMG, Take Money Gang. They are predators in their hood, and it's talk about robbery, extortion, all this other kind of stuff. And we're going to talk to Mr. Jay Rich about this right after this commercial break. Don't you go anywhere. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals and performers.
Palmer. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Z's will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Z's is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on Industry Buzz with 3Z.com.
You can't control everything, but there are some really important things you can control, like keeping your family healthy and safe. Planning for a Healthy Life, a booklet from the American Diabetes Association, has information on everything from nutrition to retirement. To get your free copy, call 1-800-DIABETES or go to diabetes.org/lifeplanner. Order yours today and take control of your life from the American Diabetes Association, because we want everyone to be healthy and happy.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So excited to have you joining us here every Tuesday. Every single Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, bringing you phenomenal shows, phenomenal guests, and of course, today was no different at all. And again, big shout out to all those that are hanging out in the chat room, those on the phone line, those that are just checking us out. We're glad to have you here. This is your girl, Charvette Mitchell, and I'm telling you what, today was all about the brothers. So you know my faithful listeners, you know I'm always doing sister-girlfriend spotlights, but today was all about the brothers. Three gentlemen, three authors, three dynamic men, and I'm telling you what, we're just going to keep the train moving right along into our third segment. I see my guest is hanging out in the virtual studio, and I'm going to be bringing him to the mic momentarily. Mr. Jay Rich, the author of City of Wolves, will be coming to the mic very shortly. But I do want to give a shout-out to one of my friends I'm connected with on Facebook, Mr. Patrick Brunson. He's called the modern-day Hitch. Have you seen the movie Hitch with Will Smith, and he, like, fixes up people? But anyway, he had a blog featured in the Essence.com blog, and it's on my Facebook page. And it's called 10 Places to Find Men During the Holiday Season. I thought it was really cool. One place was Lowe's or Home Depot. Another place was an upscale grocery store. So, ladies, there's a free tip for you. I'm not going to give away any more. You got to go check out his blog. Again, big shout-out to Patrick Brunson. He's called the Modern Day Hitch. And you can find that article or link to that article from mine Facebook page, again, facebook.com/Charvette. All right, so we're going to the virtual studio to bring my next guest on the line. I'm excited to have Mr. Jay Rich coming on the mic. Hello there, Jay. How you doing?
How are you, Charvette?
I'm doing well. Glad to have you. Want to hear about your book, which sounds like something out of New York Undercover or Law and Order or something like that.
Well, it definitely is an interesting novel. It is a very interesting novel. I'm pretty sure your readers and followers would enjoy it.
So how did you actually start writing?
Well, my writing career actually started during my incarceration. I started out with poetry. And so from poetry, I decided to take another step.
And then you turned it into actual books. And our first guest, Minister Eddings, his book is about poetry. So you went from poetry, and then you actually went into a novel. Okay. Wow. What was the transition like? Because that's like poetry usually shorter. Now, a novel, you have several pages. How did you make that transition?
Well, what I did was the poetry writing is definitely interesting. It's something that I really enjoy writing poetry. But the novel writing began with me because of the stories of experiences of other people who may have, been through the situations in which I talk about in the book. And so, therefore, I felt as though that there was a need that, you know, instead of me just writing poetry, maybe I could try, you know, and write a novel. And as I tried it, you know, I felt myself, you know, enjoying it. And I continued with it.
So are the stories based off of real life people and incidences that happened?
I'm going to say the stories are basically, it's a mixture of past and present, and it's a mixture of fact and fiction. So
okay,
that's
a good way to put it.
Yeah, you know, so they're basically they're stories of the things that go on in neighborhoods as far as urban cities. You know, a lot of people ignore the fact that, you know, these things, as far as, you know, my book is concerned, like, it actually consists of you know, a wolf who really, you know, as you know, a wolf is like a fierce, wild, savage carnivore. And that also applies to people as well. So, like people can be it that way also towards other people. And that could be, you know, that could be robbery, that could be extortion, that could be burglary, even murder. So, therefore, because I felt as though these things go in the hood and they are ignored, but they go on every day, I felt as though there was a need not to promote violence or not to promote crime, but to let people know that these things are still happening every day.
I'm glad you brought that point up, because I was going to ask, what, you know, did you get any flack for saying, you know, from people saying, well, why did you write, you know, this type of novel? Why didn't you write something pretty and fluffy? Did you get anyone that questioned why you wrote this type of book?
Well, yes. Quite a few people wanted to know why I chose this type of writing. Quite a few people wanted to know why what inspired me to write the book. And, you know, I say to them, as I say to you, like the book is because every city has people who prey on others, you know, and you know to get what they refuse to work for, you know. So rather than working for what they want, they'd rather take, you know, from those that they feel as though they can get it from without having to earn it. And I felt as though, like, I've seen this almost every day of my life as growing up. People doing this. People, instead of, you know, wanting to work to get what you need or to provide for yourself, you prefer to take from others. And so, therefore, like in the book is basically, well, it's a trilogy. This is just the first book of a trilogy. But in the book, it's basically telling you events that go on in the hood. Like, they may not be actual events, but the events are similar to what happens. And I just want people to be aware, be alert, and always be on point and be awake about this, because it happens every day right up under our noses.
I think that's good. I love that phrase you just said, be awake about it. Be awake and be aware about what's going on in the book. And so certainly, you know, we are fans. Many people are fans, like I mentioned, New York Undercover or Law and Order, all these things. So I'm sure, even though you're making this awareness, there is entertainment, you know, so it's something that keeps the pages turning in this for you. Did you find it easy to write? Did the story just kind of unfold? Did the characters just come to life for you?
Well, the characters definitely have come to life for me. That's why, at first I was just going to make it a novel. But as I started writing the novel, the characters definitely came to life to me. And therefore, that's what inspired me to want to make it a trilogy. Because as I continued to write this first book, other ideas concerning the same aspects started to come to me. And I started to write them down as well. So therefore, as my notes grew, my mind frame expanded, and I felt as though that there was a need for me to go further with the book.
Awesome, awesome. If you just tuned in, you are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I'm talking to author Jay Rich, and his book is called City of Wolves. Now, Jay, I have some people hanging out in the chat room. How can they purchase the book, and is it available on Kindle or Nook?
Well, the book is available on Kindle. It's available on Amazon.com. Also, I'm in the process of working with Create, so we can work out that, you know, as far as, you know, it being broadcasted through the avenues. They also get the book from me, myself. And right now, at this point, those are the only outlets in which the book can be purchased until the beginning of next year.
All right. Well, I'm telling you, by Amazon.com, if you're there, you're doing big things because everybody shops on. I love Amazon.com, and they save your information and makes it real easy for checkout. And then Kindle, of course. So big shout out to Davina hanging out in the chat room. I know she's excited to hear it's on Kindle. One of our faithful listeners, and she always wants to know if it's on Kindle. So that's awesome. That's awesome. And I just found it on Kindle. I'm turning cartwheels. So you got at least one sale today. You got at least one sale. Great. And so the trilogy, so that's good to know. So when people are reading it, then they know, okay, I know there's going to be two more books coming, because sometimes when you read something, you're like, oh, man, when you finish, you're like, I don't know if the author's going to do anything else with this, or is it just in limbo? So that's good to know that this will be a trilogy so people can look forward to the other books. And I know you've been doing, you had some book signings and things of that nature. Do you have any right. events coming up that you want to shout out?
Well, at this point in time, I don't have any more events. I'm basically taking a break so that I can finish part two to the book.
Okay.
I would like to have that available for my readers. Hopefully March, no later than April. So therefore, I decided to take a break from the book signings and things like that, and finish the second book, because I do have a lot of people who have called or who may have asked and that read the book and already reached the end of it, and they want to know,
wow.
well, you know, what else, where the rest of it at, and you know,
right.
so I don't want to keep them waiting, you know, so therefore,
yeah.
I feel as though I need to finish this part too. I need to finish it.
I hear you. We don't want to cause any writer's block or stop you, so definitely keep on writing there. City of Wolves, again, listeners, urban fiction. It's available through Kindle, available Amazon.com. Reach out, connect with Jay. Tell listeners how they can connect with you online.
Well, you think online they can reach me on Facebook/ Jay Rich. Also, you can go to my email, jrich19@mail.com. Also, you know, if they would like to speak to me personally, you know, my phone number is available to all. You know, the phone number is 484-522-7272, and they can also, you know, purchase the book through myself.
Wow, that's wonderful. An author that you can touch, you can be connected with your readers, and I'm sure all of the authors that have been on today really want to be in touch with the readers and the listeners and are available to you, listeners. So you can always connect with them on Facebook and all of the social networking sites, and that's what's so awesome about Facebook and Twitter and those things, is that it brings you closer to your connections, and it cuts out those six degrees of separation. It really makes it easy for you.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
So yes, so City of Wolves, so I'm telling you, that I could see like movie, I could see play. Has that even been dropped like in your mind? Are you thinking of anything like that down the road?
Well, a couple folks have already hollered at me concerning the book as far as transferring it into a movie. They love the title of it. The title is basically an eye catcher for them. As far as the literature is concerned, they went through part one. So what they want me to do is they want me to issue them the rest of the book. They want to know the rest of it so that they can put together a entire script. They don't want a partial script. They want the
right.
entire script. So therefore, they are definitely interested in it. And I'm happy, you know, that I was contacted, you know, and it's a blessing for me. Because I never looked, you know, I never thought myself to be an author. Like, you know, I never thought that I would make an author. So, you know, everything that happens for me from the point of when the book was published, I've just been laughing, smiling, and you know, just enjoying, you know, the accomplishment, because it's definitely a great accomplishment for me. And I'm definitely hoping
that. And that's
that,
just God's blessing, right? Just God's blessing.
Yes, it is. And I ask that he continue to do so, you know, and I will enjoy each one, because, you know, I ask that everybody that receives the blessings enjoy that and you know, count them. Because,
yeah.
some people, we forget about God, when we, scared of success or we make it somewhere in life and we forget how we really got there, you know? And I don't want to forget that. I don't want to forget that. So, you know, to my readers, yes, I am in process of talking with some folks as far as making the book a movie.
Wow. Well, I think I love that, what you just said. Yeah, we forget. We just forget. And then sometimes we get maybe sad about a situation or we feel like things aren't going right. But then if we turn around and just count all the things that did go right with life or that did go right, or somebody, there's always somebody that's willing to trade places with us and be like, okay, you don't like your situation? Look, let me give you my situation. We can trade places. And if we think of it that way, we'll always keep our head up and we'll always keep our hopes up. So, oh, my God, I think we need to give him a big round of applause. Mr. J. Rich, wrapping up our third segment with the author spotlight with the brothers today. It was all about the brothers. City of Wolves, again, Amazon.com, Kindle, all those great places. My last question as we wrap up, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What motivates you?
My children. I would have to say my children. I'm 38 years old now. I pretty much lived my life, you know, from the mistakes to now accomplishments. So my children are my motivation because everything I do now is for them so that they will not have to struggle, so they will not have to go through the challenges in which I had to go through in order to do the things that I'm doing now. So my children, they're basically my motivation right now.
All right. From struggle to accomplishment. Well, big shout out to your children. Wonderful, wonderful motivation. And just keep us informed of everything that's going on with you. And when you're walking the red carpet one day, just make sure you give a shout out to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show if I'm not on the carpet interviewing you.
No, that's right. I have to give you a shout out. You are definitely the first person who allowed me to have an interview. This is my first interview. Yes. So therefore, I appreciate it. I appreciate it a lot, Charvette. I definitely appreciate it a lot.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Well, you did a great job. I wouldn't have thought that this was your first.
Yes, it was.
You did a great job. So thank you so much for stopping by the show. One of the chatters said we get so full of ourselves and we think we made it, we forget to be humble. Ourselves or how we made it all possible in the first place. So, yes, we agree. All right, well, thank you so much for joining the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
And thank you for having me, Charvette.
All right, you're welcome.
All right,
listeners, I am telling you what, today's show was off the chain. It was all about the brothers today, all about the brothers, three dynamic authors. I mean, I couldn't have planned it any better. I really couldn't have planned it any better. We started the top of the hour out with Minister Darrell Eddings. Check out his book of poetry and prayers, These Words Speak Freedom, again, written by Minister Darrell Eddings. He also does gospel rap, so you got to check him out there. Then we went into our second segment with Mr. Russell Blake. He's an artist. He's the author of Proverbs 31, The Virtuous Black Woman, and he has taken up a campaign around awareness around domestic violence, the National Domestic Violence Registry. I mean, that was some good information there. Lady listeners, if you have a little fella, you know, hook that whip for the holidays, might not be a bad idea to run him through that registry just to be on the safe side. And then, of course, we wrapped up the third segment. Author of City of Wolves, Mr. J. Rich. Check that out, City of Wolves. Kindle, you can get it, Amazon.com. Check him out there. And all of the guests were on Facebook as well. And if you are on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Charvette, you can have an easy way to connect with them because I tagged all of them last night in post, so it'll be a real easy way to connect. Quick public service announcement. The capital city of Richmond, Virginia, is excited to have the Richmond Tri-City Gospel Chef Show that is coming. It's an annual event. It's a big event. It's coming Saturday, February 4th, that's 2012, and that's going to be at the Trinity Life Center.
This is put on by Stevens Promotions, a friend of the show, Ed Stevens. You have to register by January 25th, so that's why we're giving this out to you now. You have to register. This is for churches and for schools, and you will be competing for over $2,000 in prizes. Again, the Richmond Tri-City Gospel Step Show taking place February 4th, but you have to register by January 25th. Your church or your school could win something, compete against others for over $2,000 in prizes. So big shout out there. We always support our community and all of that good stuff. Oh, my goodness. Listen, what? The year is wrapping up. We've got some more dynamic shows coming up for you. We've got a couple more shows through the rest of the year. I just want to take a moment and pause and say that we thank you. We thank every listener, everyone that takes time out of their schedule to listen, everyone that listens later on, people that listen will listen tomorrow on their lunch break, will listen while they're doing work at work and put their headphones on. We have tons of listeners that check the show out in the archive. We appreciate you. Those listening that will listen from iTunes, that will listen from Zoom, those that find us in Google, those that listen from our main website, which is charvette.com. You can go to charvette.com and listen to all past shows. We appreciate you. We love you so much. Thank you for all those that hung out on the phone lines or are listening, those in the chat room. We say thank you so much. And I'm telling you what, you want to come back next week. We have some more phenomenal guests coming up for you, and we're going to keep it moving. And we just thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.